"Please wait till tomorrow night," said Snowbell firmly. "Mr. and Mrs. Little will be going out tomorrow night, and you won't be taking such a risk. It's for your own good I'm suggesting this."
"Oh, all right," agreed the Angora. "I guess I can wait. But tell me where I'll find the bird after I do get in."
"That's simple," said Snowbell. "Climb this vine, enter George's room through the open window, then go downstairs, and you'll find the bird asleep in the Boston fern on the bookcase."
"Easy enough," said the Angora, licking her chops. "I'm obliged to you, sir."
"Well, the old thing," whispered the pigeon to himself, and he flew away quickly to find a piece of writing paper and a pencil. Snowbell said good night to his friend and climbed up the vine and went into bed.